Go and get your husband. Jesus told her. I don't have a husband, the woman replied. Jesus said, You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth. A reading from John, chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast for those that desire to pair biblical truth with the institution of marriage. Our society tends to value people who are seemingly successful. So, it is not surprising that many people will feel like they are not as successful in the realm of family life, or even in their personal life, if they have had a divorce in their background. What's worse? And what will even get a glance of disapproval by those that are self-righteous? Is someone, especially a woman, that has been married and divorced multiple times, also terrible? Many believers will be made to think they are irreconcilably sin-stained, or like they have a scarlet letter D on their shirt after a divorce, especially if the divorcee comes from a background of people that are self-righteous, work-righteous, or extremely religious. A divorcee's relatives may even tell them that they are in jeopardy of going to hell because they have divorced their husband or wife. With that said, because of self-righteous kin folks, some Christian men and women will feel alienated from their religious family, or unfortunately, even their personal faith after a divorce. But for Jesus, let me say that again. But for Jesus, whose work on the cross paved the way for unlimited grace that abounds to those that have placed their faith in him alone, if you have failed at marriage, Jesus will still accept you. Jesus will still fellowship with you. He will still desire to give you the same living water that he offered the Samaritan woman at the well. The same Samaritan woman that was married 5 times and was currently living with a man in a sinful manner. The same Samaritan woman that the self-righteous Jews of Jesus' time period would refuse to talk to because they were extremely religious. Also, the Jews thought they were better than the Samaritans, yet it was Jesus that was determined to walk among them. But not just walk among. The Lord of glory was determined to talk, teach, and fellowship with a woman that many deemed an outcast. Therefore, if you are still listening to this episode, and if you have been divorced and are being judged by self-righteous people, then do not let self-righteous friends or family hamper your relationship with Christ. Be assured, Jesus will still accept you. Heed his call, lean into Christ, draw near to him. If this message has inspired you, if you have enjoyed the episode, then please like the episode and share with a friend or loved one.